Holius 3, Tablet 13. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. I, Spirit, am in all of you. I am always with you. If any person hears what I say and opens his heart to me, I will come in, and he will know the truth. This is the same as ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3, verse 21. The pitfall of the spiritual path, in this stage, is to forget about other people's sufferings, and be content with the peace and joy of being in higher consciousness. If these people overcome this last pitfall, they will reach the highest consciousness, and will inherit the kingdom of heaven on earth. They will sit on the throne with God. They will become avatars. These are the people who will be persecuted for righteousness. Matthew 5:10. They are dynamic spiritualists, not escapists. They will be as angels to the earth and will guide humans to the understanding that the only way to salvation is to listen to the prophets, follow the laws of God, and lead others to the path of righteousness. Some points should be noticed. The first point is that the first four churches are presented in one chapter. Also, the first four seals are related to the four horsemen, chapter 6, and the first four angels with trumpets, chapter 8, are presented in one chapter together. Therefore, these first four churches and those first four horsemen and angels have a relationship that causes them to differ from the next three. Their relationship is that the spiritual understanding and coming to the state of direct contact with the depth of its reality finishes with the first four chakras or seals. However, a further development in understanding the realities of this universe is necessary, which can be gained through progressing and overcoming the next three chakras. That is why with Islam the real understanding of the spiritual world finishes. The first seal is related to the Far East philosophies, mystical paths, and awakening the spiritual forces. The second is to direct these awakened forces toward the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth, Koho. The third is to sacrifice all and overcome the false ego for the Koho. The fourth seal is to surrender the result to the Lord and be completely detached from the fruit, or to become submitted to Him. With this, the highest spiritual realization is achieved. In this regard, Prophet Muhammad can be viewed as the last prophet because with him, the spiritual understanding ended. However, to become perfect and free from bondage and narrowness of mind, it is necessary to become a universalist and dynamic spiritualist or paravipra, so we might then reach pure consciousness. These last three seals are the three steps to freedom from bondage, individually and collectively, physically, mentally, and spiritually. The second point is that each understanding of one state or chakra or religion brings the human further on the path of entering the next stage, chakra. On the way to perfect the next stage, there are pitfalls which should be overcome. For example, when Christ, Spirit, Truth, says that the woman Jezebel is a pitfall on your path? It is when a person is in the fourth chakra and trying to overcome the pitfalls in this level in order to rise to the next chakra. When a person masters that stage, the reward of that chakra will be given to him in the next chakra. In other words, when a person overcomes the pitfalls in the first chakra stage, he will be given to eat of the tree of life. So he will leave the first stage and go to the next stage, which is the second one, and so on. That is why in overcoming the pitfalls of the third stage, the reward is to enter into a pillar in the temple of God, which is the seventh stage.